from RustyMikeRadio.com, Jerusalem.
And we're back in Israel, and so is a flight of over 200 new Olim, along with 80 singles on board, and Dudi Stark was there. Can you tell us about it?
I can tell you anything you'd like to know. First of all, good afternoon, Israel. Good morning, our overseas listeners, and thank you for having me on, Miriam.
My pleasure. So please tell us, you were not just at the ceremony, you were also on the plane. So
I did have the privilege of escorting these beautiful Olim on their journey home. This was my, I don't know, maybe my 30-something flight of Nefesh for Nefesh going back and forth.
Wow.
And I tell you, it never gets old. Never gets old. It's always fresh and new, just reliving this experience and this transition through the eyes and feelings of the new Olim every time. So as you mentioned correctly, there are over 80 singles on this flight, 13 of which will be serving in the Army.
Wow.
And there were, and then the singles among them were also older singles. There were many, aside from the singles, it's also important to mention that there are also many retirees, as is the nature of the September flight, which is usually the closing flight of the summer season, is that most of the families with school-age children have already arrived in July and August. So by its very nature, the September flight will attract more singles and more retirees and families with kids that are below the age of below school ages. So with that said, I want to give the retirees their due. There are like 12 couples, retiree couples, and some also retirees that were coming on their own. But it's also amazing to see them because it's almost they are getting a new lease on life. They are restarting their life. Many of them are joining their children and grandchildren that have been living here for years, if not decades. So it's also amazing seeing them rejoin their family. You know, while you're seeing singles, young singles, leaving their families and coming to Israel to join friends, and we always say that, you know, they're leaving family, but they're also coming to family. At the end of the day, they're still starting off on their own. But to see retirees come, and this is the distinction that can be made, is that they are actually joining their actual family. Many of them have kids and grandkids here, so it's also nice to see.
And did you see like a big spurt in the amount of people who made Aliyah this year as opposed to previous years because of the economic situation?
We absolutely saw a spike of Aliyah and Aliyah interest. I wouldn't go as far as to say it's because of the recession. I would say more that the recession has accelerated. What we like to say is the recession has accelerated people that have been planning Aliyah for years and years. The recession, in some ways for some people, has provided the opportunity for them to make a clean break, whether a job that was had suddenly was no longer there. Instead of, you know, bothering looking for a new job in the States, they figure, you know what, now I don't have that factor holding me down. If I'm going to make a clean start, I can do it in Israel. And many have chosen that route. And again, we're talking about people that have had Aliyah on their radar for years and years to begin with. And the recession just kind of, pushed the plans forward a little more.
Sure. And were there some people who, you know, came to you, like not you personally, but to Nefesh B'Nefesh and explained how their, you know, all of a sudden their financial situation has changed and now all of a sudden Aliyah was more on the radar than it had been in prior years? Like, were they, some of them, like, taken out of their comfort zone a little bit due to the crisis? Do you know?
Well, everyone's been affected different ways and differently. And as I mentioned earlier, of course, that it caused people to kind of reassess their priorities. It caused people to reassess, where do I see myself in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years? But I think what's more significant than looking at the recession is also people considering what's best for their children and what's best for their families. People saying at the end of the day they want to raise their children in Israel and the Jewish environment that's inherent with living in Israel. And at the end of the day, that's what, you know, gives them that push more than anything else.
Now, were there any interesting stories on board of people in particular? I know that last year you had this woman who had been on the Exodus and had never successfully made Aliyah. And on my flight, there was the 15,000th Olah, mm-hmm. Or Oleh. And so was there anything interesting in particular about some of the people on this particular flight?
On this flight today. Over the summer, there's always amazing Olim with amazing backstories. Just thinking back on the flight today, just thinking of some of the colorful characters, shall we say. We saw one young man who served three tours of duty in Iraq. He was with the U.S. Marines, and he was making Aliyah now to serve in Israel, so to
wow.
speak. So, but he had seen some serious combat there in Iraq, but now he was coming here. What was also significant, not much on an individual basis, was that there were many young women, about six that I can point to, that were joining their boyfriend here in Israel, that were meeting their significant other here in Israel, which is also very, very, very common that there are a lot of young, I think more girls than guys here, but a lot of girls whose aliyah is partially sparked by a boyfriend that they have waiting for them here, and they're joining them here. And you were at the ceremony this morning or not?
No, I couldn't make it. I had to work, but I have been to previous ceremonies last year, not just my own.
So,
I attended others.
Did you hear how the ceremony closed today?
No, I heard that Tzipi Livni was there, but
she was. But you did not hear. But you did not hear what followed Tzipi Livni.
No, I did not. Please,
right, so
please
gonna,
enlighten
I'm,
me.
So I'm gonna tell you what happened. You should also know that your listeners can also watch what happened. And I want to mention that. Our ceremony is available to watch online. It was broadcast live via webcast and is now available for video download, and also it's video on demand at www.nbn.org.il/live. You can also be reached at the homepage. And if you forward to the end, you will see that one of our young Olot, by the name of Nechama, was called up to receive her Tudat Oleh from Tzipi Livni herself. What Nechama did not know is that after she was called up to receive her Tudat Oleh, her boyfriend, whose name is Zach Taylor, who made Aliyah with Nefesh B'Nefesh in 2007, was also called up to the stage to propose to her.
Wow.
Which he did so live. And at least it was broadcast live. And she did not see it coming.
Really?
And if you want to see what happened and how she reacted, you can go to the website and see for yourself. But It was a Nefesh B'Nefesh first, where we had two NBN Olim get engaged in front of everyone.
Entire room of people. And did she know, is that why, was it kind of planned on his end? Is that why she was selected to come up and get her to, and be the one that Tzipi Livni presented?
He approached us about proposing to her at the ceremony, and we enabled it by having her come up, and it just kind of followed through very, very, very sweetly and very nice. And again, I encourage your listeners to go to the website and see what happened for yourselves. Just kind of fast forward to the end if you don't want to watch the entire thing.
Watch the entire 2.5 hours, or
no, it wasn't 2.5 hours.
I mean, from the time the plane lands and the
it's less than 2 hours. It was pretty quick, but nonetheless, just even watching the whole broadcast is very, very inspiring and very emotional. Even for those watching from home, we get a lot of amazing feedback from those watching.
Yeah, no, I remember last year. I got to my family got to watch me make Aliyah last year through the webcast. I think the webcast is a brilliant idea and a wonderful way for people to watch their family members or, people who unfortunately can't make it in person to the ceremony. It's a way for them to connect to the...
Precisely. It helps families connect. And the feedback we get from the Olim themselves is they say, thank you, thank you, thank you. It helped my parents or my friends understand what I was doing. And when they can visually see their loved ones step off the plane and they got the smile on their face and they see the welcome they're getting, it also puts families at ease that that they're putting their children in the hands of people that genuinely care and love them, and it's also on that level it's also an amazing thing, and it also helps to encourage people to think twice about that, to consider Aliyah on a more realistic perspective.
And now I just wanted to ask one more question in terms of Nefesh B'Nefesh. What exactly has happened in terms of the Jewish agency sort of leaving? Is it true that they've left North America, and now North America Aliyah is basically in the hands of Nefesh B'Nefesh, or solely in the hands of Nefesh B'Nefesh? Is that
no? In essence, the Jewish agency and Nefesh B'Nefesh have been very fortunate to cement a wonderfully symbiotic working relationship, where Nefesh B'Nefesh understands its our particular role within the U.S., and the Jewish agency continues to do programming and educational things as they have always done. And we have, again, they have shlichim in the States that meet with Olim, and we meet with Olim ourselves also in terms on an informational level. And again, we've just created a balance that benefits the Olim at the end of the day. At the end of the day, we have mutual interests that the Olim should be serviced in the most efficient and beneficial manner. And that's all anyone wants. And on that level, it's thank God it's flowing. It's flowing very beautifully.
No, that's good. And if anybody out there wants to still make Aliyah, of course, if they're from England, the United States, or Canada, they should definitely check out your website, nbn.org.il. And you guys definitely, I'll say as an Ola who made Aliyah with you, you guys definitely assist in the process and just make it more user-friendly, make it just a little bit smoother than what people have had. And I've actually had people who haven't made Aliyah with Nefesh B'Nefesh explain how jealous they are, that if only they had just waited a little bit, you know, longer to make Aliyah, they could have made Aliyah with Nefesh B'Nefesh.
Well, and nonetheless, I think even those that made Aliyah pre-Nefesh B'Nefesh, such as myself, were stronger for it. But nonetheless, it's everything happens in its right time. Nefesh B'Nefesh happened when it needed to. People make Aliyah when they needed to. And nonetheless, everyone functions to the best of their ability.
All right, well, thank you very much for being on today and telling us about the ceremony. It certainly sounds like it was an incredible, incredible ceremony, especially what happened towards the end. I look forward to watching it on the Nefesh B'Nefesh website a little later.
I'd just like to remind the listeners again, it's www.nbn.org.il/live. So you can watch it there.
Great. Thanks so much again. And you know, good luck with the rest of. I mean, obviously, now the next flight is when, in November,
so
December.
I'll give you a heads up. I mean, first I'll just give you an idea of how much of a heads up there is to have. I'm going to throw a quick number your way. In 2008, for that calendar year, Miriam, there were in terms of applications that were downloaded, there were 6,194 applications downloaded, and just in 2008 alone. Now, since January 2009 till today, till September, there's been 6,127 applications downloaded up to this point.
Wow.
That's about 60 shy of the complete year of 2008. And we got about a good, 4 months left of the year, or even five? And we're already surpassing, last year's full total. So it's about a 30% increase in applications downloaded or of interest. So things are filling up, and with that said, the next flight to look forward to is, God willing, a group flight in November.
Perfect. Is that the one that my brother is potentially going to be on?
You have to ask your brother, but it is a group flight in November, which is basically a block of seats on a standard commercial flight, and then, God willing, we're looking at the end of December at a charter flight for the winter.
Right. Did you know that my brother is considering Aliyah?
Are we talking about your brother David?
Yes, my only brother.
Then I'm not aware, but I'm also not surprised.
I think it may actually happen. And you're hearing it here, right on Rusty Mike Radio.
I'm hearing it first, and so is everyone else. So I guess he better make good on it now.
Believe it or not, I think he may actually make good on it this year, God willing. This coming year, and at the end of the 2009 year.
Like, I know your brother; he's got a lot of good stuff to contribute to this country. So why waste all talents over there when he can be put into good use here?
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, well, thanks again for coming on, and I look forward to maybe talking to you again in November, December, and when we can wrap up the year and talk about the new year ahead for Nefesh B'Nefesh.
Anytime.
Great. Thanks again.
My pleasure.